Ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest. You're not going to find many rich people on death row. Matthew Poncelet's here today because he is poor. Didn't have money for representation, so he had to take what the state gave him. The state gave him a tax lawyer who never tried a capital case before. An amateur. Jury selection took 4 hours. Trial lasted 5 days. Lawyer raised one objection. The entire trial. Now, if Matthew had himself some money, well, he could have hired a team of crackerjack lawyers, and they would have hired top-notch investigators, a ballistics expert, a psychologist to compile profiles of desirable jurors, and you can be sure Matthew Poncelet wouldn't be sitting here today before you asking for his life. The death penalty. It's nothing new. Been with us for centuries. We buried people alive, lopped off their heads with an axe, burned them alive in public squares. Gruesome spectacles.
I wanted them to see this picture.
In this century, we kept searching for more and more humane ways of killing people that we didn't like. We've shot them with firing squads, suffocated them in a gas chamber. But now we have developed a device that is the most humane of all. Lethal injection. We strap the guy up. We anesthetize him with shot number one. Then we give him shot number two, and that implodes his lungs, and shot number three stops his heart. We put him to death just like an old horse. His face just goes to sleep while inside his organs are going through Armageddon. The muscles of his face would twist and contort and pull, but you see, shot number one relaxes all those muscles, so we don't have to see any horror show. We don't have to taste the blood of revenge on our lips while this human being's organs writhe, twist, contort. We just sit there quietly, nod our heads, say, justice has been done.